After months of fierce opposition to the Lisbon Treaty, Czech President Václav Klaus has finally expressed readiness to sign the EU's reform document. In a statement issued shortly after EU leaders granted the Czech Republic an opt-out from the Charter of Fundamental Rights on Friday, Mr. Klaus said he would raise no further conditions for the document's ratification. So is the way now clear for Lisbon? I'm joined in the studio by Jan Richter, who's been following developments. So, Jan, why was this opt-out so important for the Czech president?
Well, Daniela, when President Klaus surprised pretty much the whole of the European Union last month with his last-minute demand, he wanted to make sure that the Lisbon Treaty, once it enters into force, will not allow for property claims from the Sudeten Germans. Now, as our listeners might know, around 3 million ethnic Germans were expelled from Czechoslovakia after the Second World War, and their property was confiscated under what is known the Beneš decrees. Some in the Czech Republic, including, of course, Václav Klaus, have been concerned that the Lisbon Treaty might enable these people or their descendants to seek compensation at European courts of law on the basis of the EU's Charter of Fundamental Rights. President Klaus now believes that this will not happen, as the Charter of Fundamental Rights, of course, will not apply to the Czech Republic.
Well, of course, the Beneš decrees are a sensitive issue in this country, but I understand that some Czech politicians are not very happy with the arrangement.
No, some are definitely not happy at all. Social Democrat leader Jiří Paroubek criticized the caretaker government of Jan Fischer over the fact that the opt-out involves the whole Charter of Fundamental Rights, rather than just those parts that have to deal directly with property issues. The country's trade unions are worried that Czech employees will enjoy weaker protection compared to those EU countries for whom the charter will be binding. Moreover, on a practical level, the Czech opt-out will enter into force only after it's ratified by all EU member states. The opt-out is supposed to be included in the next EU accession treaty, which will most likely be the one with Croatia. And that won't happen for quite some time, perhaps 3 years' time. And as Mr. Paroubek pointed out, there will be enough time for potential property claims between now and then. So it might well turn out that the opt-out will not prevent what Mr. Klaus was concerned about, but it will hit the Czech Republic adversely in other ways. But as we heard from Prime Minister Jan Fischer, there was no question of settling the last-minute demand for an opt-out in any other way. We were given to understand that this was the only means of meeting Mr. Klaus's demand and clearing the way for Lisbon.
Now, having said all that, is the way really clear? How soon, then, can we expect President Klaus to conclude the treaty's ratification?
That, of course, is a key question now. In accordance with Czech law, Mr. Klaus has to wait for the Czech Constitutional Court to rule on Tuesday whether the document is in line with Czech law. As we heard, some Eurosceptic senators, in fact, supplemented their complaint with a last-minute add-on. But the head of the court, Justice Pavel Rychetský, said it would not affect the verdict in any way. The court ruled on part of the treaty last year and said it was in line with the Czech constitution, so it is generally expected that the court will reach the same verdict tomorrow as well. And after that, it will once again be up to President Václav Klaus whether he puts his signature to the treaty and finalizes its ratification.
Jan Richter, thank you very much for that. And of course, tomorrow all eyes will be on Brno, the seat of the Constitutional Court. And we'll bring you that verdict as soon as it's